Chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. But when King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and so was all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem of the land of Judah, art by no means least among the princes of Judah. For from thee shall come forth a leader who shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the Magi secretly and carefully ascertained from them the time when the star had appeared to them. And sending them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and make careful inquiry concerning the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and worship him. Now they, having heard the king, went their way. And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them, until it came and stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly. And entering the house, they found the child with Mary his mother, and falling down, they worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another way. But when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and remain there until I tell thee. For Herod will seek the child to destroy him. So he arose, and took the child and his mother by night, and withdrew into Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod, that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, seeing that he had been tricked by the Magi, was exceedingly angry, and he sent and slew all the boys in Bethlehem and all its neighborhood who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had carefully ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted, because they are no more. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. So he arose, and took the child and his mother, and went into the land of Israel. But hearing that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew into the region of Galilee. And he went and settled in a town called Nazareth, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene.